This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on August the 15th, 2017. This is the fourth of four in a series of podcasts based on Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 9. A wonderful prophecy as we seek to correlate this text with the hymn, Hallelujah, What a Savior, which is also the title of this series. First, we notice the words of the hymn. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah, what a Savior. And the text, Isaiah 53, verse 9. His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit found in his mouth. It was certainly with great perplexity that the Old Testament man or woman of God would examine this text in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9, especially when considering the next verse to follow. It reads, But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief, if he would render himself as a guilt offering. He will see his offspring, he will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. Who is this one to come one day, whose grave would be assigned with wicked men, and who would be with a rich man in his death, and yet he would see his offspring, he would prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord would prosper in his hands. How do we bring those two things together? Well, we do so in Jesus Christ. It is truly, as the song suggests, Jesus is the one who was lifted up to die, and yet he is also the one who has been in heaven exalted high. When the Son of God left heaven to come to earth to be our Savior, he knew fully that his life would end on the cross. Even very early in his ministry, he said, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. John 3, verses 14 and 15. We must put our trust, our faith, our belief in the one who died for us, because he who died for us is no longer dead. He is quite alive in heaven at the right hand of God. We read in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. It was in the first gospel sermon following the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then his ascension into heaven, in which Peter and the apostles explained, Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he, that is Jesus, has poured forth this which you both see and hear. Also, a little bit later in that sermon, down in verse 36, Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. So death was not the end of the story for Jesus, nor will it be the end of the story for you and or for me if we are faithful men and women of God. This assurance of this victory is found in Jesus Christ, who even now is interceding in behalf of those who call him Lord. In Romans 8, verse 34, the Bible says, Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. And we also read in Ephesians 1, verses 20 through 23, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The conclusion of the hymn, the final verse, is also a fitting conclusion of this series. When he comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring, then anew this song we'll sing, Alleluia, what a Savior. Our God is both a just God as well as a loving God, and he is powerful, He could easily demonstrate his power by bringing a judgment of wrath upon us, the world, but he prefers exercising his power another way. That is, to demonstrate his power by bringing mercy patiently through his Son Jesus, reclaiming us as his ransomed ones, and bringing us home unto his own glory. A day of wrath will come by the righteous judgment of God, but it need not be a day of wrath for us. Rather, it can be a day of victory. A great victory. Eternal victory. Hallelujah, what a Savior. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and thanks for listening.